listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the lifeline.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hey, this is Landon. Wake up. This isn't Bob. I'm a little more alive, man. Get up. Get your radio tuned in. Get your computer set up. Listen, WCNO.com right now. WCNO.com. Bam. Pull it up. Call somebody anywhere. Bahamas, any friends you have. Connecticut, they're all stuck in snow up there anyway. Call them. They got nothing better to do. Call them. Tell them, get up. WCNO.com. We're going to at least learn some truth from the Word of God this morning. Good morning again. Or on demand. Anytime during the week. On demand. WCNO.com. You'll see the live broadcast to click it now. After that, you see on demand. Click that baby calendar pops up. Hey, pick Saturday at 8:30 and ride with us, okay? Call in. If you want to call in during this program, we're going to teach you the Word of God. We're going to teach it unadulterated. We're going to teach it true. We're going to give you some stuff you can actually count on. You can hold on to some tangible truth for the week, okay? In the process, though, I don't mind if you interrupt. You can call here 221-1100. If you need prayer, man, you call here. That's what I'm really for. I love teaching. I love preaching. But if you need prayer, we need to put the power of God on your prayers. Nothing better than you calling, you needing prayer. We pray for you. A week or two later, you call back with the glory report. Man, unreal. You guys prayed for me. The Spirit of God, blah, blah, blah. That's, people need to hear that. They need to know God is still in control. As much as we think we're running things, God is still God. There's only one true God. God the Father, Jesus Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's your God. And listen, if you need to call up here, 221-1100. 221-1100, out of town, 888-221-8990. So that's local, 221-1100. Out of town is 888-221-8990. How do we find time? Listen now and get your Bible. Get to the book of John now. Get your Bible and get to the book of John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, New Testament, right now. How do we find time in our busy world today to spend time in the Word of God? Listen, I'm going to hit you where it hurts. I am. In love. And this is me too. Hey, I'm not the self-righteous, you know, I'm an hour every day. I never miss a day. I never fail. That'd be a lie, okay? I'm just like you. I'm doing the best I can to spend all the time I can in that Word of God because I need it. I pant for it. I hunger for it. But the cares of this world will come up and choke out your time in the Word. How do you find time in this busy world to spend quality time in the Word of God? And I'm not talking about in church every Sunday. That's not you alone with God seeking his face and hearing revelation through his word by his spirit. That's you listening to someone else who's done the homework. They've spent their time in the word. They got the revelation. They're getting the stuff from God. You're not. Okay, how do you do that? Not in church on Sunday. Not listening to the preacher man on the radio like right now. Please don't turn off. I'm just playing. Listen, not like the preacher man on the radio or the preacher man on the TV. How do you shut down the noise in your house? How do you quiet your noisy household? Video games going, TV going, this going, that going, people talking. How do you quiet that down? How do you quiet the storm in your ears that you hear? How do you quiet the noise and the storm inside your head? Huh? And get yourselves positioned in the presence of God for the purpose of worshiping him. How do you do that today? And you got to worship him in spirit and in truth. Jesus said, Jesus told the woman at the well, if you look this, I told you go to the book of John. Go to the book of John, chapter 4. Book of John, chapter 4, verse 23. Jesus told the woman at the well, he says, woman, but the hour cometh, ready? And now is, when the true worshipers, hold on to that phrase, okay? True worshipers must worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Let me tell you this, I'm going to throw a little side note in just for fun. I'm going to throw a little cliff note. A true worshiper will never be the one that runs up to you and does all kinds of physical things to look like they are the most utmost worshiper of God. They won't have an outward appearance of just trying to be the utmost worshiper in your presence. Just a little side note. All right, Jesus said to the woman at the well, he said, the hour cometh and now is when the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. Father God, we're going to take a minute in prayer. Father God, please let us be true worshipers this morning. Let us open up our hearts. Help us. Strip us from ourselves. Take our self-righteousness. Take any pride, anything, any lust of the eye, anything that may come up on us for the next few moments. Let us be stripped of the flesh, but alive in the spirit and quickened by your spirit, by your word, by your grace, that we may hear right now from your scripture, that we may learn from your truth, we may grow in more of a likeness towards you. Please come unto us and let us draw nigh unto you. Let us have a communion together, Lord, that we can learn from you for the next few moments. Please come upon us. Help us, teach us, and guide us in your truth. Guide my tongue that I do not err, that I speak as you would have me. And we have the truth come out through this airwave today. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Jesus said, the hour cometh, woman, and now is when the true worshipers of God will worship him in spirit and in truth. Not worship him by spirit and by truth. Worship him as a spirit or as a truth, but they're going to worship him in spirit, in truth. This morning when I was having my coffee, I was looking this over again. I saw this quick little image. If you're going to get in the pool, in order to swim, you got to get in the pool. Okay, you can walk around the pool and talk about the water all day. You can walk around the pool and say, man, that was some clear water. It looked so beautiful, so nice. Did you see that? Did you see how calm? Did you see how clear it was? They must have vacuumed. There's no sand on the bottom or anything. Or you can sit on the edge. You can put your butt on the concrete edge there. Put your feet in the water. Now you can have a little more conversation about the pool. You can almost sound like you're a guy that has actually swam in that pool. Man, that water was warm. It felt good. Oh, that water felt good. Just like we do today. Are you in Christ or have you been in church? Have you been in church, which is a great place to be to get to know Christ? But have you only been in church and never been alone with Christ in your alone time with Christ? Therefore, you can talk a little bit of this stuff. I walked around. Oh, man, the pool was the water was so clear. Man, God's been good, man. Preacher said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Very true. That's all you have to go on, though. You've got a word the preacher gave you that says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, but Christ has never strengthened you. You've never gotten alone in your word and shut your house down, shut your life down, shut the business, shut the phone off, shut the computer off, and sat there with his word and said, God, I'm going to spend time in this word because you said in the beginning was the word. You said the word was with you, and then you said the word is God. I'm going to spend time in the word by myself, and as I read this word, I don't really know what to expect, Lord, but I have a feeling the more I pant, the more I hunger for it, you'll start to reveal it to me. You'll start to open up yourself, and I'll start to see how this word actually works and understand what I read, and it'll make sense to me. That's how it works. As you seek him, because listen, Jesus said now, the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. The only way you'll get in spirit is to stay in the word until the Spirit comes upon you and starts to reveal himself to you. Why? Because you're with God. In the beginning was the Word. That's what you're going to do. You're going to begin with your Word. And the Word was with God. When you're in the Word and with the Word, the more you spend time in that Word, there'll be a point where all of a sudden you'll realize, oh my gosh, I'm in the presence of God. I've panted for this Word enough, and I've panted for and longed for God enough. All of a sudden, oh my gosh, I'm hearing things about this Scripture that I'm reading that I never saw. Insights are coming into my brain like crazy. God is teaching me. That's how it works. And you can't do that. You can go to church and talk about God. You can listen to the latest Chris Tomlin CD or whatever and sing about God. But until you get alone, until you get in his word and spend time alone and shut down the cares of the world and all the things and you sacrifice, you're like, God, I'm going to put all that aside because I'm going to stop saying you're number one. I'm going to actually, starting today, make you number one. For the Father, this was Jesus' words out of his lips to the woman at the well. For the Father seeketh, ETH. That means the Father's continually looking for and seeking after every day, every second, such people to worship him. What people, Landon? Those that want to worship him in spirit and in truth. Now listen, in this particular text, they were already worshiping God on the mountainside. They were already worshiping God in Jerusalem, which is a reference to the temple. So they were in the temple worshiping God. They were on the mountainside worshiping God. And Jesus said, hey, that's great, but let me tell you something. The time comes now where we're going to begin to worship God in spirit and we're going to begin to worship God in truth. It is now the hour for you to worship God in spirit and worship God in truth. And if you go back through scripture, I don't have time, but in the Old Testament, a lot of the prophets touched on this. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6 said, it's not by might. He said, the word of the Lord came and said this. He said, it's not by might and it's not by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord. We hear that, right? We hear the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. We hear that and we think these kind of things. We have flesh mixed with our desire to worship in truth. So we hear that and we see in our minds someone sitting Indian style. They turn the lights down, right? Light a few incense. We put our hands together like a fashion set of bookends. You ever see them praying hand bookends? We'll do that. We'll sit Indian style. We'll light some incense, turn the lights down low, put our hands in the praying and bookend fashion, and begin to tell God the truth about our wicked thoughts, about the wickedness of our heart. Is that what it means to worship Him in spirit and truth? Let's get back to that. Let's take this call. Hang on 1 second. Good morning, WCNO.
Good morning, Landon.
Well, good morning.
It's Wavy. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. How about you?
Thank you. I'm not calling for prayer this morning. I'm just calling to give God all the praise and all the glory.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Because God has answered prayers for me that I know it only was God.
Keep on, girl. Preach for a minute. You got the mic. Come on.
And she has been in the hospital quite a few times.
Uh-huh.
3 times that the enemy tried to bring her down.
Yeah.
But God has brought her through.
Oh, man. Amen.
I read my Bible, and God has eliminated things in there that only my eyes and that my spirit knows that it was God that was speaking to me. Even there in the hospital with my mom,
uh-huh.
I knew when God was speaking to me.
Now, how did you know? Because of the word?
The word, and also there's certain things that you can see with your spiritual eyes and hear.
Because she was in the spirit. Are you catching this? Hang on 1 second now. Because she was in the spirit. Remember, we're just talking about the true worshipers shall worship God in spirit and in truth. When you get in that word in the truth, you learn to see and hear with your spirit. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And you can explain it and try to explain it, but until you experience it.
Oh, come on. Come on, please.
You will know the goodness.
Oh, man, that is, listen.
The only way to know the goodness is to continue to read.
Come on.
To absorb the word. You speak to Him in prayer, and you don't have to go through, like, sometimes I even say, oh, Lord, I don't even know how to pray. There's some people that just have the gift to pray in eloquence, and God said, no, you just talk to me. Like, you're just my child. You can just talk to me. So whether in my car or wherever I'm at, I just talk to Him. Oh, Lord, I can't even explain.
No, this is wonderful. Listen, this is a perfect ordained by the Lord phone call. This is what I was trying to say. He put the words in your mouth better than mine for this moment, and that was wonderful. That's exactly how it works.
I had a moment where I'm like, should I call? No, I'm not going to call. Should I call? You know how the enemy told me?
Oh, the enemy, I'm trying to tell you not to do it every time. Yeah.
Yes, but guess what? I said, you know what? No, I'm not calling for prayer. When the lady asked me, are you calling for prayer? I said, no, I'm just calling to give God all the prayers.
That's right.
Praise, give Him the glory and to thank Him. Thank Him.
Beautiful. Wonderful. Yeah. And I'm glad to hear this. I'm glad to hear this stuff is going on in your life. God's being glorified. You're hanging in there. I mean, Jesus said, those who persevere to the end will be saved. No matter what you're going through, your little trial, if you persevere in it, you'll be saved at the end of that trial. Yeah. He'll turn it around every time.
All that work together for good. We all know that.
That's it. You can't lose the faith. Man, I love you so much, and I'm so glad you called. All right?
Thank you.
Have a great Thanksgiving. All right. Thanks a lot.
Yes,
God bless you. Okay. Bye-bye. See, that's awesome. That's what I'm talking about. And she's been riding with me for a long time. Over the years, she's been faithful. She's been around. You see that? She's pressed in. She's hung in there because God, nothing to do with me. Let me make that clear. God has called her. God's been working with her. And as you press forward, as you worship the Spirit, I mean, as you worship the Father in spirit and in truth, Jesus told him, right? The hour cometh and now is when you need to worship the Father in spirit and in truth. As you do that, you begin to grow. God begins to do things like you could hear the total excitement in her voice. As God's doing things in her life, she's seeing it, she said, in the eyes of her spirit. See, you won't know it. God will do things. You can't see them. If you're just in the flesh, you'll never see the work of God. Once you get in that word and you pant for that word and you spend time alone with God, like we're talking, the true worshipers worship him in spirit and in truth by themselves. You get alone and you seek his face through his word. The revelation comes. He begins to teach you things. That's what he physically, we always talk about how he opens up the eyes of your understanding. He does. And there's a point where it becomes physical, where with your own eyes, you'll see spiritual things manifest, because what you see with your eye, oftentimes the spirit will quicken with that quiet little voice and tell you, did you see that? I did that. I've heard that so many times. I've seen things happen, like in hospital beds, people get up or people just, things turn around, the whole situation turn around, and God go, give me the glory. Tell them it was definitely me. And I'll say, man, that was the Lord that did that. Did y'all see that? I mean, God, it works that way when you spend your time with him. I'm going to try to get back to this teaching. She got me so encouraged and so fired up in the spirit right there. How do we get in the spirit? Huh? When you get in the pool, you get in it, right? You jump in that joker. You're engulfed in it. You're not sitting on the edge, dangling your feet in the water. You can't swim that way. You got to get in it, totally in it. Dive in, head first, submerge, give yourself, totally surrender to the water, right? You got to totally surrender to Christ. You do. You got to put down the things of the flesh. You got to put down that carnal thinking. You got to put down your desires. You got to put down that computer. You got to put down that tablet. You got to put down that laptop. You got to put down those stupid TV shows. I'm sorry about that. Some of them get me fired up. I see the dumbest shows. Pretty Little Liars. I see that advertised all the time. Is that where we've gotten to today? Is that where we've gotten to? Huh? Don't get me going on that. Look, you got to sacrifice these things and get in your word. In the beginning was the word. I'm going to say this 100,000 times. The word was with God. So if you want to get with God, what do you got to get with? The word. In the beginning was the word. It'll never begin till you begin with your word. And in the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. Jesus told his followers, ready? We're going to do a quick link here. You got to see this link before I get off the air today. You got to see this. And if anybody else needs to call, feel free. All right. And at the end, listen, I'm going to give you an email address and I'm going to give you a physical address. Lifeline Box 1603. You can jot it down now. Lifeline Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. I'm not going to be shy about saying I need support and I appreciate you. And God's going to bless you. Let's just keep it simple. You ready? You got to see this link. I'm going to show you right now. Check this out. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. I looked it up in the Greek. If you have a Strong's, it's number 1785. The commandments, the words commandments. Jesus said, if you love me, if you're someone that says you love me, you keep my commandments. You keep my authoritative prescription. It didn't just say prescription when you look it up in the Greek. It said you keep my authoritative. That means these words have power and authority because of me and who I am. I'm God. He says, you keep my authoritative prescription. And in connection to that, if you'll do that, now if you'll love me and keep my prescriptions, I will pray the Father. I'm going to show you this. Jesus said this. I'll request him and I'll ask of him and he'll give you another comforter that he may be with you forever. How's that? You're going to get a version of God that you can't lose. Inside of you, he's going to give you a comforter that you can't lose. That's unreal. Here's the link for worshiping the Father in spirit and in truth. I'm going to give it to you right now. This is the link for worshiping the Father in spirit and in truth. John 14. Which I know I spend a lot of time in John, but it teaches you how to love God. I'm trying to teach people how to love God. John 14, verse 15. He says, if you love me, that's a mouthful in itself. I could preach on just that. This is real. If you actually love me, not just say you love me, but if you're someone that truly loves me, keep my commandments. And let me say this, as I read this, in case you don't have your Bible open, verse 15 is in red. Verse 16 is in red. Verse 17 is in red, which I'm going to read. These are all quotes straight from Jesus' mouth, okay? He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. I will pray the Father, and he, the Father, will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Ready? This is the link. The Spirit of Truth. Wait a minute. Jesus says, I'll pray the Father. He'll give you another comforter. The comforter will abide with you forever, and the name of this comforter is the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not. See, the world hasn't spent any time with me in their word, like she said a minute ago, for the eyes of their understanding to be opened and them to begin to see God in the spirit. They haven't done that. So they have no way to see him in the spirit. But you do. He says, the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. You got that? How does the Spirit of Truth dwell in us and remain in us? How? How? Because Jesus asked the Father to give us the Comforter that he may abide with us forever. Jesus did that. He asked God to do that for us. Why? Because you kept his authoritative prescriptions. You kept his word. You spent enough time in his word alone to get to know his word, and you kept his word. You kept the commandments. Now, by doing that, he knows you love him. That's what verse 15 says. You now have in you the Spirit of Truth, by which enables you to worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Let's go through this forward, and then we're going to back it up one time. Jesus said, if you love me, now here's your check and balance system. Oh, I love God. I love God. You know, he says, whatever your name is. Jesus said to Peter, loveth thou me? He said, Lord, I love you more than all. He asked him three times, and the guy denied him. You know what I mean? So let's be real with this. Do you really love God? Do you spend time in his word? Do you shut off all the other cares to spend time with the one you love? Do you? If you don't, you got to check yourself. I'm not going to judge you. I'm telling you what the scripture says. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. Do you even know his commandments? If you love me, keep my commandments. And I, Jesus, I'll pray the Father for you. And the Father will give you another comforter. And that comforter will abide with you forever. And that comforter is the Spirit of Truth. This is verse 17. The Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it can't see him with the natural eyes, neither know him. But you know him. He dwells in you and shall be with you. So let's start at the end of this and back it up. I've got a comforter. His name is the Spirit of Truth. He dwells in me and shall be with me. Jesus just told me this. Well, how did I get him? How did this comforter or the Spirit of Truth get inside of me to lead me and guide me and be with me, as the scripture says? How did that happen? Because in 16, when you back it up from 17 to 16, Jesus said, because I did it. Jesus said, I'm the one. I prayed the Father. And the Father gave you another comforter because I did that. I prayed him for you, man. I petitioned him. I request him. I begged him on your behalf until he gave you the comforter that's in you, the Spirit of Truth that will abide with you forever. Why would I do that for you, Jesus says? Because in 15, you kept my commandments. And by keeping my precepts, by keeping my authoritative prescriptions, the Word of God is not just a prescription, it's an authoritative prescription. It is the final authority over all and all, because it is by God. God is God, so God's Word has the same authority. You got that? So Jesus said, why would I do that for you? Because you kept my commandments. And by doing that, you told me you love me. If you love me, keep my commandments. By doing that, I see you love me. Now, remember John 1:1. I've gone over this for several weeks. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. Jesus said, if you love me, you keep this Word. If I see you keeping this Word, I know you love me. And I'm going to pray the Father. All you have to do is that part. If you'll keep the Word and prove you love me, I'll do the rest. I'll petition the Father. He'll give you the Holy Spirit. He'll be in you forever. You'll have the Spirit of Truth in you. Now, guess what? You can worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Because why? Because I, Jesus, have put the Spirit of Truth in you. You're able to do it now. You're able to get alone in your word, to read your word, get the revelation from God. You'll see it. The eyes of your spirit will start to open up. You'll start to see what God wants you to do. God will show you. It says, Jesus said, the Father will take of mine and show it you. He says that over in 16. He says right here. Here, let me flip to it so you know I'm telling you right. He says right here, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of Truth, has come. Listen to this now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of Truth, has come. Matter of fact, that just happened right now. I was reading that other verse. I don't have this in my notes. The Holy Spirit quickened me with that verse. This is what I'm trying to tell you will happen to you. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of Truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. Wow, wouldn't that be nice to go through life being guided with all truth? You'll never make a stupid mistake again. Think about it. You won't buy the wrong property. You won't invest the wrong money because you're not focused on that. You're spending every day, you're spending time in your word alone with God, hearing from him and asking for his direction. And you're filled now with the Spirit of Truth. And Jesus said over here in John 16:13, howbeit when he, the Spirit of Truth, has come into you, like I just told you, I'll pray the Father, he'll give you the Spirit of Truth. He'll guide you. Whoa, I can have my daily life guided by God himself through the Spirit of Truth. That's what Jesus just told you. He'll guide you where? Into all truth. Don't miss that little word all. There's no error in all. If you're in all truth, you've spent your time You obeyed the commandments and showed him you love him. For he shall not speak of himself, he says, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak directly to you. And then he says, and this is in here, you've got to look at this. John 16:13, you need to see it with your own eyes. And he will show you things to come. Don't move into that town and take that job. It's not going to last. They're going to be laying off in 6 months. He will show you things to come. Woman, that's not the right man for you. God will say this. He'll say, trust me, this is not the one for you. Flee. Flee. And you'll be like, oh, Father, but he's so hot. He's so handsome. Flee. Flee. Later down the road, you see what happens. And you see the pattern of this guy's lifestyle and all the other things that haven't worked out in his life. And you're like, God, I'm glad you saved me from that. But if you don't have this, if you've not done what he said back here, if you love me, you keep my commandments. I'll pray the Father. He'll give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. But howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is coming to you, he will guide you into all truth. That's a great way to live your life. He shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, he shall speak to you, and he will show you things to come. If you're not living in that manner, then you, how can you expect your tomorrow to be better than your today? And how can you, when it doesn't work out, possibly blame God? Stop that. You get in your word and you spend time panting for that word, panting for that truth, and you show God you love him, and you let him fill you with the Spirit of truth, and you let that Spirit of truth guide your life. That's what you do. And you call up here and get it now. Call up here now, 221-1100, 221-1100. Father God, give me that Spirit of truth. You call and get it. 881-221-8990. It's not too late. You hit me up on Gmail this week. I want to hear from folks. I want to guide you in Scripture. I want to take you further. We don't have to stop here. If you hit us up on Gmail, we can take you past this. My father's phenomenal. My dad is awesome with this. My dad is so good and so well-rounded in Scripture. If you hit us up, one of us will get back to you. I work. He's retired. He might have more time. That's the reason I'm saying that. And he's a very spiritual man. God shows him things. He'll guide you right in Scripture. I promise you, you'll get help in your life. TryLifeline@gmail.com. TryLifeline@gmail.com. Send your donation. Send your check, money order, your tithe. You can do it as a tithe. Whatever feels comfortable for you. If you need prayer, please send your donation or send your gift to us. Send in there a little short letter of what you need prayer for. We will do that. I give you my word and my Father's word. All right, not only Father God, but my actual fleshly dad, Bob, the one on here with me. We will pray over your situation. Lifeline Box 1603, Lifeline Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Please send your donations there or your gifts there. Lifeline 1603, that's 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. It is not too late to call here and really be serious about God and say, you know what? I'm going to start today in my word, and I'm going to pant for that word, because Jesus said, if you love me, you'll obey my authoritative prescriptions, all the things I've said in the word that work. And when you get to know them, you can use them. You can say unto the mountain, be thou removed out of my life. But you have to get the understanding and the Spirit to use this stuff. You can't just find the words and throw words out there without the Spirit of truth quickening you and the timing and the purpose being from God. You got that? When God's running the show, his word will work for you. When you're running the show, you're throwing a bunch of words of God out there with no Spirit guiding it. It's going to fall short, and you're going to think God doesn't work. That's not the way it works. Get in your Scripture. Ready? 221-1100. Call on up here. 888-221-8990. I think there's one on hold right now, which is awesome. We love you. Listen, trylifeline@gmail.com and send your gifts or your donations or your tithe to Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. I love you guys so much.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.